It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And thank you to our sponsors, SeatSitters.com and Schoolcraft College. Did you know that Schoolcraft has 4 certified master chefs, 1 certified pastry chef, and a certified master baker on their staff? And so these people are training the chefs of tomorrow. And Schoolcraft, if you're not aware, has an amazing restaurant. And I think it's mostly the students who prepare the food at this restaurant. I have never eaten there and had it be less than amazing. And they brew their own beer, and I believe they serve that at the restaurant. They offer so much to the community. You've got to check them out. Schoolcraft.edu/CEPD. Also, take a baking class, because I know I'm going to.
Yum.
I want to learn to bake something fun. Okay, so today we are talking about who we avoid and why. I know.
Let me see. First of all, this probably is an avoidance, but I'm sure I'm not the only person that does this. You know, you have like Facebook friends.
Yes.
Which are great on the computer, but then when you see them in real life, you're not really that close of friends with them. So it's not like you want to like go up and go, oh my God, hey.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not like I have anything against them, but now we're in real life. And am I avoiding that? Or, I mean, because this really has happened to me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. A couple of times. And you feel like you know everything about them, which is weird, right?
Yes.
You haven't seen someone, an actual person, in 30 years. And then you see them in real life. And I know that they've been divorced, remarried, that they have 6 combined children, that they live in Commerce, that they enjoy hockey, that their kid plays baseball. But I'm like, now it seems weird.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like I've done that, and I feel like I was avoiding it, and I felt really bad. And I think it's just because I thought it would feel awkward, which is, I think, why I avoid most things in my life. If I avoid something, is because I feel like it's going to be awkward.
Yeah, I do that too. Like, if I feel like I don't have anything to contribute, I don't know. I just had to go to an event with my husband, and we used to work for the same company.
Okay.
And I haven't worked there in 1.5 years. And it was the first time that I saw a bunch of people that I used to work with.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's something else.
Didn't want to see all of them.
No.
Did not want to. Successfully avoided most of them that I didn't want to see. Some I did, which was fine. A couple people who I didn't really care to see, I could not avoid. Mm-hmm. And I just tried to handle myself as graciously as possible and get out of the situation as quickly as possible. But I guess I feel like if I used to feel bad about avoiding certain people, but I'm like, if you don't conduct yourself with integrity and I know it, like, why would I put myself in the position of letting you do that again to me?
But then I sit there and I go, if you tell someone this, a lot of times they say, just be the bigger person.
I know.
Right? And then sometimes I say, why am I always the bigger person? Like, why do I always have to be the bigger person? Why am I always having to, you know, maybe they did me wrong in one way or another, or I feel like they didn't handle something with integrity. So why is it that going up and just, you know, making them feel better, which is basically what I'm going to be doing, because
exactly.
I'm sure that they're like, oh God, she's not going to want to talk to me. But then I go up there and it makes them feel better. And now I've been the bigger person. We're all along. What did that really serve me? We're not going to be close friends. I don't want to have them call me tomorrow. I don't want to have lunch.
It doesn't serve you. And you know, okay, you know, I think we all know by now what a huge nerd I am. So I did some research on this.
Because
I'm like, is this healthy to avoid people? Like, maybe I am doing it wrong. Oh, see, yeah. No, not me.
I'm kidding.
And I found a couple other things. But one of the things I really liked was an article from Forbes magazine, which I feel like it's not like namby-pamby. It's not like, you know, it's Forbes. It's real articles about how to make your life better and be better at business and all that stuff. And there was an article on mentally strong people, the 13 things they avoid.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
Okay.
And number 2 was They avoid giving away their power, basically hanging out with people who make them feel inferior or bad.
Okay, see?
I know. And so it made me feel better because I'm like, I am being mentally strong. Because after seeing some of those people at that event, I did leave like uncomfortable. Like I wish, like they were, a couple people were saying things to make themselves feel better.
Mm.
And I didn't let them completely get away with it, but I couldn't say something without being a jerk.
Yeah.
Like, you know, no, you did not handle that situation
right.
Well. And it wasn't the time or place to bring it up, but yet they were coming up to say stuff to me like, you look like you're doing great, and to make themselves feel better about how they handled things in the past.
Right, right.
And I'm like, no, I'm not giving you that. That's a gift that I would be giving you, and I don't feel like giving you that.
Right, because then you leave, too, and you're like kind of beating yourself up.
Yeah.
Like, why did I even do that? You know, why did I? But then on the other side, on the flip side of that, I also sometimes feel bad when I have gone in a situation and I don't want to, like, let them, like, get off the hook.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, feeling bad, like, was I a bad person because, you know, I avoided them and I should have just been the bigger person. You know what I'm saying? So I have both these little, I have one guy on one shoulder talking to me and another guy on the other shoulder talking to me.
All right, well, here's another one. Number three was they don't waste energy on things they can't control, basically how other people act.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't control how these people act. I can't make them behave any better. They have proved time and time again that they're not going to behave better.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I give them the opportunity to behave badly again? Why would I act like I think that's okay?
I think Remy has
that's
something.
That's great advice. I've had best friends that I've completely cut out of my life for just these same kind of reasons. You just wake up one day and go, you're not a good person. You don't serve any good purpose in my life. And it's okay to just let the relationship kind of dwindle and die. Just stop texting, stop calling, or let them, if they need that kind of showdown type of thing where they want to know why you're not contacting them anymore, speak your truth. Because you have to live for yourself. And that's some of the best advice my mom ever gave me. I was dealing with this, trying to decide whether I wanted to be friends with this guy anymore. And she just said, you know, some relationships are meant to have that kind of like, let's hash it out.
Mm-hmm.
And others are just kind of take their natural course and die out. And either way is fine.
I've always said, I didn't always. I got this around in my 20s, that you meet a lot of people in your life and you make a lot of friends. Some are meant to be friends forever. Some are friends that you cannot talk to for 20 years and then you see and you pick right back up. And some are just never meant to be. I mean, they're just not meant to be lifelong friends. And that's okay.
They're like firefly friends.
If you stayed friends with every person you came friends with, you wouldn't even have time. Or you know what I'm saying? We meet so many people. But the problem I'm having, and I beat myself up, if I've had a friendship and it goes to the wayside, even though I'm right with you guys, like they weren't bringing anything to make me my life better, you know, it was.
And maybe they were even a drain.
Exactly, a drain. But then I feel like, I always feel bad about what I'm teaching my kids because I think they see it a different way. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know how to help my daughter. Like, she's a teenager and teenage girls get in arguments and fights, but sometimes there's only so much you can take. So then she decides she doesn't want to be friends with this person anymore, but then she wants to do everything in her life to avoid seeing the person.
Oh.
Like things that even make changes for her life. Like, you know.
That's still letting the person affect you.
Right. So how do I, but I feel like I still have a little bit of that problem, which is what I was saying. Like it still affects me, even though I know, like what you both have said, they're not good for my life anymore. But then by avoiding it, it's still like, it, or like I'm not going to that party because so-and-so might be there. I'm still letting it affect me because I'm going to avoid them, and avoiding someone makes me feel uncomfortable and awkward.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know that I would avoid. And so like I had to go to this thing with my husband and for a long time, I didn't go to work things with him because I didn't want to see people.
Right.
And then I finally realized like I should be supporting him. There are some people I might want to see. Why am I letting these bad actors keep me from doing something I might want to do or might enjoy part of?
Right.
And I know why, because of how some of them acted at this one thing. But I also felt like I was able to handle it and I was able to avoid people I really didn't want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I try not to let it affect my life.
Right.
Like to where I'm not going to go somewhere or do something.
Mm-hmm.
maybe, you know, forever, I may have to talk myself back into appearing with that group again.
But see, I feel like everyone always says, like, me, like, they think I'm so strong, or like, I strong personality in a good way, I
yeah.
hope, you know, but then I beat myself up because I will like not attend things because I don't want to see someone that I feel like hurt me or, you know, did something backhanded. And why am I doing that?
Because that's still your prerogative.
Yeah.
Especially if you know they're going to behave the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you know they're going to affect how you enjoy that event. I don't see.
I guess I just, when it comes to things like that, I don't. Like, you know, when you're talking about how you saw the people and you said some things, I think my whole demeanor and voice changes a lot. So I can't not come across like I'm being like
you don't have a good poker face.
Right. When it comes to that stuff.
I don't either.
Right. Just gonna wear it on your sleeve.
I'm sure everybody I talked to was very aware of my feelings. And I don't think there's a problem with that.
No, you shouldn't care.
Exactly.
You shouldn't.
It's
harder for teenagers, I think, because you brought up the teen thing. Because they have to go to like school things and parties, and their circle of people that they know is smaller than ours, and you have different choices once you're an adult.
Right.
So with the teenage thing, sometimes it's best to hash it out and be like, look, this is why I don't want to be friends with you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
Right.
Like, we don't have to be friends. We can still go to the same thing. I'm not mad at you. I don't hate you or anything like that. I just don't feel close to you and I don't want to be your friend anymore. If you teach them how to do it in a mature way, it'll definitely help them later on in life with social situations that they're going to get into.
Yeah. I just wish there was some magic thing that we could teach all the teenagers, because you can tell your daughter to act that way, but if the other person is acting in ways that are going above and beyond to make the person feel uncomfortable, that's where I'm having a real struggle.
And that is hard because you can't control how other people raise their children.
Right.
Like, and I always took advantage of whenever my kids had issues with friends when they were starting from very young. I would say, this is just a good lesson for how not to let people treat you for when you are in a relationship someday.
Or I try to explain to her, you know, if you get mad at your boss, you can't avoid the boss and not go to work anymore. You know what I mean? If you get mad at your husband, you can't just avoid him and not go to your house anymore. I mean, I tried that. It does not work. One day I was like, that's it. I'm leaving the house. And everything I did, I felt like I was so awkward. Like, I went to a movie by myself. I had never done it before. The whole time I felt like, even though in a dark theater, everyone was staring at me like, why is she by herself? She must be avoiding something, you know. But I mean, I felt like really uncomfortable. And that was like, again, in my, you know, probably early 30s, you know. So I have to try to teach the kids, you cannot lead your life avoiding everything that makes you uncomfortable and unhappy.
See, I think I was the opposite. So when, like, my son just went through this a couple months ago, he had a friend, and they don't always agree on everything, but they've always managed to get along. And my son said something not personal, because I checked. I'm like, let's see if you said something personal to hurt his feelings. What he said was not personal. And the guy responded with a very mean personal remark that really hurt my son's feelings.
Mm.
And I said, you don't have to be friends with him, and you can actually tell him, you know what, that you're just being mean on purpose.
Right.
You said something mean on purpose and it hurts my feelings, and I don't want to be around people like that.
Right.
And he did that. And I said, he did. Because that's how deep it was.
Yeah.
He called him a Kmart John Mulaney. Come on.
Wow. That's not good.
I told him, actually, I thought it was a compliment because he's only been on stage 3 times. Come on, if he's already Kmart John Mulaney.
Exactly. I mean, they're a big brand, okay? Very successful business.
It's not like he's Dollar Store John Mulaney.
Right, okay.
Right?
Very big business.
Well, so he told the guy, you know what? That's just... That's
hitting below the belt. I mean,
yes.
That guy had to put some time into coming up with that insult.
More, I don't think he did, which is even worse, because it was like he was you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's just that mean of a person that he can think of mean stuff like that right away.
Right.
And sure enough, eventually, this person wanted to be friends with my son again and kept reaching out. And at first he was like, I don't know. I don't know if I trust him. I said, I don't know if I would trust him either. You have to get to the point where you decide whether or not you trust him.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always said, like, if it was a girl he was dating who was treating him this way, I would not be happy about that. I would say you never let someone you're in a relationship treat you like that, make you feel less than yourself. And And why should it be different with your friends?
Right.
Than, you know, someone you're dating.
It's true. But I feel like, you know, more with girls, like, they all got to, like, lift each other up, right? And if they could all just, I mean, you're old enough now. You're 16 years old, right? I mean, old enough now to, like, every little, like, it's not like you stole my scissors or, you know, you ignored me on the playground. I mean, they create so much more drama out of little things than they have to. And with this stupid social media, they post it everywhere or they unfriend you. That's a very hurtful thing. And you do all these things. And it's like, guys, at one point you were very close friends, you know? Go back to why you were friends. And like Remy said, hash it out and let's get on with life. You know what I'm saying?
But speaking of being close, though, you know how close you have to sit to people on an airplane?
Well, funny, Stacey, I was already going to say, speaking of things you want to avoid.
Yeah, germs.
Germs.
On airplanes.
On airplanes. And seat sitters helps you avoid the germs on dirty, filthy airplanes. And I hate to say that, but, you know, you don't even see germs. And I said I was, like, flying recently, and this person was just sneezing their head.
Oh, I had one of those, too.
And all I could think of was, oh, my gosh, could we wrap her up in a seat sitters?
Yeah.
Come on, girl. What are you doing? Like, cover them up. Like, they're so bad. Where's your tissue or some sanitizer? Spray, like, something. If you know you have a cold already coming on the plane, be considerate to others, right? And the worst thing is, you know, getting somewhere and getting sick because of the plane you took, right?
Yeah.
And your vacation's kind of, you know, been, you know, not as fun as it could be because you're going to a urgent care, which I've had to do on vacation. You're going, you're buying a ton of stuff from CVS to try to get past this cold, or you get home, you got to get back to work and you're sick. Well, Seat Sitters is a travel kit that comes with a seat cover, a tray table cover, two sanitary wipes, an allergy mask, and a no nut sticker. Also, you can wash your seat sitter up to 6 times, I believe, and reuse it. So, I mean, that's 6 flights you're getting out of one travel kit.
It's for $20.
For $20. So don't spend another vacation with a sick family member. Order your Seat Sitters kit today at seatsitters.com. Or you can also go now to bedbathandbeyond.com in the travel section and get your Seat Sitters kit.
Awesome. Good advice.
Thank you.
All right. Well, back to this article. Mentally strong people, the 13 things they avoid. Number 5 was worrying about pleasing others.
Oh, my God. Well, that's information I could have used. when they checked me out of the hospital after being born. This is a big, big problem. So I'm not intelligently strong, or what's the list?
Mentally strong.
Mentally strong.
You are a people pleaser.
Yes.
You are. But
I don't want to do that. I want to,
you want to be mentally strong?
Yes. But in void, what does it say? Stop worrying about what people think?
Worrying about pleasing others.
Pleasing others. It's all I do.
There's a lot of people like that, though. And we do need people like that in society to make up for people like me.
Oh, nuts. That's not true.
And my husband's a people pleaser. He does it in different ways. And I think if you are a people pleaser and you know that, maybe you need to be stronger with your boundaries. And maybe you need to figure out which people to please and which people not to worry about. Instead of trying to please everybody.
It's like baby steps. It's like if you go to the gym, you're not going to put 500 pounds on the first weight
Thank you, Remy. Remy, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
Baby steps. Start setting some boundaries. Start going, you know, do I really need to make this person super happy? How important is that to me right now?
Yeah.
No, it's okay. Take a little bit back. Little by little. You'll
like,
get
I'm
there.
Jealous if someone, like, I'll even eat something, like, try something someone gave me, even though I hate, like, what's on there because they gave it to me and I don't want to make them feel bad, or so I just yes,
wow.
And when I see people like get something, they're like, oh, I don't do
make
that
up
or whatever.
A fake allergy. I'm sorry, I'm allergic to shrimp. People understand.
I know. I mean, that's
I've tried that before. I don't like it.
Exactly. Or you know what, I really don't eat shrimp. That looks amazing and I'm sure everybody who likes shrimp will love it. I don't eat that. But you obviously worked very hard on this and it looks amazing.
Yeah.
There's ways to get around that.
I guess. I just, maybe baby steps is for me to realize there's ways to get around. Because I just, and you said it very nicely. Like, it couldn't be offensive saying, oh, I don't eat shrimp, but it looks awesome. I mean, you went overboard on the compliment.
I try to be as honest as possible. And that's the thing. It's not like I'm a jerk and I try to hurt people's feelings.
No.
Believe me. I don't walk around like the Hulk all day going, you smash, you know.
Yeah.
Though there might be some people who think I do.
No.
But I don't do that. But I have gotten better at protecting my own boundaries and not worrying about what other people think, because I can't control what they think.
Right. I mean, I even worry about, like, you know, when I go into a store, I almost always have to buy something because I feel like bad if I don't buy something if they've already like tried to help. I know your face is, Remy's face is like, are you serious?
No, in fact,
we just passed a clothing store yesterday that said buy appointment only on Sunday. And I said,
oh, yeah.
Well, if I make an appointment, I'm bound to have to buy everything she shows me. And you even said, because you brought her out there. I'm like, yeah, because I can't just say, you know what? This is just not what I thought it was going to be. I'd be like, all right, here I go. I mean, it's what I can't stand that. I do. And I do it all the time.
You know what I started doing? Because I used to feel that same way too. Like, I would feel guilty if I went in a store and didn't buy something. I just started making a big effort to say thank you whenever I leave a store now.
Okay.
Like, thank you. This stuff is so pretty. I'll be back.
Okay.
I do that all the time. And because I don't think I had a problem, but I did shop and I bought too much stuff I didn't need. And I'm like, why am I doing this out of guilt? That's crazy. That's not helping anybody.
Right.
So now sometimes I just go into stores because I know they have pretty stuff and I like looking at it. To me, it's like a tiny little museum where you can actually buy things.
Right.
And
okay.
And I really enjoy my time in there.
Yeah.
And I let them know that. And I think that's enough on my part.
All right. Well, what's on the list?
Okay. Next? The last one I wrote down was the mentally strong people, the 13 things they avoid. Number 8, making the same mistakes over and over. And that is, I think, how I attribute it to our conversation today is if you know somebody is not nice to you and doesn't respect you, like talking to them and letting them disrespect you over and over and over again, you're doing that to yourself.
Well,
they're not even doing that to you anymore at that
point.
I'm
sure I've said, how many times do I have to keep falling for this? How many times do I keep believing this is different, this time's going to be different, and then the same thing happens again? I don't know why. I mean, I sound like a pushover on all this stuff, but I feel like that's another one.
You need this list.
I need I need all 13.
I'm gonna put this article on our website too. It's a really good article. I wrote this down too. I remember my daughter's pediatrician was this wonderful doctor named Dr. McKim. Oh, we got so lucky with Dr. McKim. She was both my kid's pediatrician. And I remember when my daughter was like starting to go through puberty. And I took her in for her yearly physical. And so Dr. McKim did all the physical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she started talking to Alicia as a person. And I don't even know if Alicia would remember this. But Dr. McKim said, I just want you to know and remember that you are allowed to have and feel all the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Like if somebody makes you feel bad, it's okay. Go ahead and feel bad and know that they made you feel bad. Or if something makes you feel good, like, don't ever try to stop yourself from feeling something. You are allowed.
That's an excellent one.
Is okay, but I feel like that's part of being mentally strong is knowing that, you know what, I'm allowed to feel like this person has hurt me in the past and will continue to do so. And so I have the right to avoid them.
Right.
That is, I'm allowed to feel because Dr. McKim said.
No, that is true. And I think that would help me a lot as well. Like, I'm always feeling like, even though someone hurt me bad, I feel like I somehow am responsible for it. Like, I can't just be allowed to have hurt feelings, you know, and be like...
Do you feel like you need to change your behavior?
Like, a lot, yeah.
Really?
I'll do like, well, I maybe should have done something different. What did I... Even though I sit there and I rack my brain, I'm like, what didn't I... You know, sometimes if someone gets mad at you for something you don't even know you could have done better, you know what I mean? Like... So you just don't like the way I responded to something, or I didn't do enough. It's basically like I bought you a gift for your birthday, but you thought I should have gotten you a better gift. You know, I mean, literally, I have something like that in my life where I'm like, okay, but so I didn't do anything malicious or angry. I just didn't respond or
you just meet their expectations.
100%.
Why are you responsible for their expectations?
Yeah, I didn't meet their expectations.
You're not.
And I sit there and I even beat myself up about this. What could I didn't meet their expectations. I didn't even know what they, you know, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I'm an idiot.
You're not an idiot. You didn't know. You're not in their head. And how are you responsible for that?
I don't know, but that's how this, you know, they've made me feel. And now, you know, that.
What did Eleanor Roosevelt say? people can't make you feel. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I think that up. You know, we'll put that on the website too. Yeah.
Once we look it up and get it right. You know, we have a friend in our group or whatever, who I refuse to talk to about business because this person does not respect anything in my career.
Oh.
And is always so condescending to me. And I finally was like, you know what? I'm never, ever going to talk about what I'm doing work-wise
with
this person again.
That's a good example of boundaries. Yes, I see what you're saying.
Because they have no respect and are very, very condescending about it. And I'm like, that topic is now off the table. And if we start to talk about it, I change the subject or I walk away.
Yeah. You're still a good person. You're a good person.
Because I'm not
going to
be making this same mistake over and over, because every time I left a conversation about work with that person, I felt 2 inches tall.
Yes.
And I hated feeling that way.
Right.
So you don't have to feel that way. I'm going to put the link to this article on our website and all our social media, and we'll find the quote from Eleanor Roosevelt and Dr. McKim, too. Boy, a lot of people missed out when she retired. She was an amazing doctor.
Aww.
Love, love, love Dr. McKim. We would love to hear your thoughts. Please let us know. You can find us on Facebook. We're on Instagram, Twitter. You can find our website, StacyandLynnPodcast.com, and we will see you next week.